Very recently, a live action adaptation came out for Avatar: The Last Airbender. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, talk with your kids or your grandkids and they can tell you all about it. But there's a scene in there that wasn't in the original iteration of Avatar: The Last Airbender, although it gets danced around a lot. And it's a scene that I think many of us can relate to, at least on some level. In this scene, we're in the Fire Nation, which is a great empire in the world of Avatar, which has really taken over all the other nations. And we have there, in the Fire Nation, a funeral. A funeral for a soldier named Luten. Now, Luten is the son of Iroh. Iroh, who is a great general and is also the heir to the throne of the Fire Nation. Now, because his son died in battle, people come up to Iroh and talk about what a great soldier his son was, what a great representative of the Fire Nation he was, how great of a thing this was that he was able to give his life for the nation. Even Iroh's own brother, who later uses his nephew's death to convince his father to make him heir of the throne instead of his brother Iroh, he too gives these platitudes, talks about what a great thing this is for the Fire Nation, what a great sacrifice his son has made. And then comes Iroh's nephew, Zuko. Zuko, who will later be the prince of the Fire Nation. Zuko, like the others, lays on these same platitudes. And Iroh, as he has been this whole time, looks so tragically mournful. Looks so destitute. Looks like he isn't even there in this moment. And Zuko stops as he's getting ready to move ahead in the line at this visitation of sorts. And he turns back and he tells Iroh how much Iroh's son, Zuko's cousin, meant to him, how much Luten had helped him as he was coming up, as he was training. And he gives him a gift from Luten himself. And Iroh, still looking despondent, sits down finally. And Zuko, instead of moving on, sits in the chair right next to his uncle throughout the rest of this visitation. Now, later, Zuko questions some of the other leaders in the army for the Fire Nation. And in doing so, catches the ire of his father. His father, who is now the emperor, the leader of the Fire Nation. And his father gives him a task, which at the time seems to be an impossible task. So basically, what Zuko's father has done has banished him from his home, banished him from the Fire Nation. And Zuko is given a group of soldiers to go with him in this quest. And the first one he sees there, the first one there who volunteered for this work, is his uncle Iroh. His uncle Iroh, who still remembers the good that Zuko did for him after the death of his son. Now, we all know what it's like to have somebody we love die. We also know what it's like to have responses to that death. And unfortunately, many of us have a sense of the horrible responses that we can get in the midst of our grief. But hopefully many of you too have experienced a good response, the power of somebody just showing that they care, like we see with Zuko. And it's for this reason, talking about death, grieving for death in the right way, it's for this reason that the service I often get the most thanks for is the rite of burial, especially when it is done straight out of the prayer book. Now, today is a hard day. This is the day where we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's where we also remember that the death of our Lord Jesus is our fault. And it can be tempting at this time to peek ahead, to see what is to come, to give ourselves those platitudes we need instead of allowing ourselves to sit with that grief. But sitting with that grief is good and healthy. It's something we need to do. It's something Jesus calls us to do. Because that death is meant to lead us to repentance. Jesus' death is the very means we are even able to repent. It can be hard as we sit with grief. It can be even harder because we know that Jesus' death is our fault. But thankfully at this time, just as we spoke of last night, in Maundy Thursday, just as we hear after our reading last night from Maundy Thursday, once again in the Gospel according to John, Jesus has sent for us the Holy Spirit. And one of those words given for the Holy Spirit is the word comforter. The Holy Comforter. Sitting with our grief is good and healthy. And thankfully, too, as we live into the grief today, the grief of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have that Spirit with us. We have that Comforter. Help guide us and lead us through this grief so that we can see the other side. So take this time, knowing that you have that comforter with you. take this time to live into that grief so that in the end, you can come through the other side stronger, more gracious, more gentle, more loving, more forgiving.